Hello and welcome to the I Can Do podcast with Benjamin Lee. We're here to talk about tips and strategies to have an I Can Do mindset. Life is what you put into it. Get the most you can. Here's your host, Benjamin Lee.
All right. Hello and welcome to a new episode of I Can Do. One quick thing with respect to housekeeping. If you were some of the individuals who listened to episode 224, you won't find it anymore because I deleted it. But if you did listen to that, I have switched course. Originally, I was going to take some time off. I took a couple of days off. I'm going to continue with the podcast. I know that we're 224 episodes now officially with this podcast. And I know there's been some back and forth with myself, and I appreciate your patience with that. You know, the I Can Do podcast really means a lot to me. I was thinking more about this, that there are so many people around the world that are listening to this podcast. I appreciate you taking the time to listen. If this podcast can help one person, it's been successful. I believe that it has. It certainly has already helped me. I have accomplished so much with the podcast and what I originally set out to do. So I'm going to seek to see what else I can do with this podcast. And so just wanted to give that quick piece of update. I'm going to continue with the podcast, look for new episodes on a weekly basis. And today, here is a new episode. I want to talk about something that has that should help all of us, because all of us are going to experience this at some point in our lives. That's being criticized. Have you ever been criticized, whether for better or for worse, where you have received criticism that you knew was maybe fair, or that you knew was not necessarily fair? How do we handle criticism? That's what I want to talk about today. And I have some notes here that I'm going to be looking at throughout this episode as well. I want to begin actually in the Bible in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse number 17. You may be familiar with the story, you may not, but there is a king by the name of King Ahab, and there was a prophet by the name of Elijah. And King Ahab said to this prophet of God, who was doing what was right, he was doing the will of God, he said this. He said, "Is this you, troubler of Israel?" Of course, it was Ahab who was a real troublemaker. And I'm using this passage here because Ahab referred to Elijah as the troublemaker. He was criticizing the prophet when in reality, he was not the problem, but Ahab was the problem himself. It is interesting how some people do criticize others when it's not even fair. They may actually be the ones that has the problem. Criticism is defined in dictionary.com as the act of passing judgment as to the merits of anything. It can be defined as the act of passing severe judgment or censor or fault finding. Criticism can be defined as the act or art of analyzing or evaluating or judging the quality of a literary or artistic work, like a musical performance, an art exhibit, or some kind of dramatic production. It could be a critical comment or an essay or some kind of article. Any of various methods, another definition, any of various methods of studying text or documents for the purpose of dating, or even reconstructing them, evaluating their authenticity, analyzing their content or style, like historical criticism or literary criticism as well. It can also be used to refer to investigation of the text or origin of literary documents like the Bible, a textual criticism. Well, we're really focused on criticism where individuals may pass severe judgment or fault finding, or that kind of situation. It is hard at times to receive criticism. Being a preacher for the past almost 15 years, I have received criticism, fair and unfair. When I worked with Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, I received, however you want to describe it, feedback or criticism from my district manager. I had three of them throughout 8 years. We would go see physicians in my territory. I would do what's called call on the doctor and give some kind of presentation with the medication and supply them with samples. my district manager would be standing next to me or somewhere in the vicinity, and he or she would be able to listen to what I was saying and how I was presenting. We'd go back to the car, and I would get instant feedback, and much of it was good feedback. And so criticism can be a good thing. It can be a bad thing. And that's really what I want us to talk about. You know, how we handle and process criticism and respond to it really is important. No matter what your profession may be, criticism is going to show up in our families. And sometimes criticism can be very hurtful. It can do a lot of damage when it comes to people that we love. And sometimes it is going to be unfair. So how do we deal with it? I want to share some thoughts from the book, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living by Dale Carnegie. And he actually talks a great deal about criticism that I want to share with you here. And here's one quote or story that I want to share. It goes like this. There was an event that occurred in 1929 that created a national sensation in educational circles. Learned men from all over America rushed to Chicago to witness the affair. A few years earlier, a young man by the name of Robert Hutchins had worked his way through Yale, acting as a waiter, a lumberjack, a tutor, and a clothesline salesman. Now, only 8 years later, he was being inaugurated as president of the fourth richest university in America, the University of Chicago. He was 30 years old, which was incredible. However, the older educators shook their heads. Criticism came roaring down upon this boy wonder, like a rock slide. He was this and he was that. Too young or too inexperienced. Even the newspapers joined in the attack. In fact, the day that he was inaugurated, Dale Carnegie wrote, a friend said to the father of Robert Maynard Hutchins, I was shocked this morning to read that newspaper editorial denouncing your son. Yes, the elder Hutchins replied. It was severe, but remember that no one ever kicks a dead dog. No one ever kicks a dead dog. And what Dale Carnegie would go on to say here is that when you are kicked or when you are criticized, it is often done, not every single time, but it can often be done or be happening because it gives the kicker or the one who is critical a feeling of importance. It often may mean that you have accomplished something and that you are worthy of attention. What do you think about that? Sometimes criticism comes our way because we are rising, we are growing, we are excelling, and there are people sometimes that do not like that, and therefore they will be critical. What Dale Carnegie would go on to say is, there are some things that we should do, and how when we do these things, criticism won't be able to hurt us. He says, if you get your head above the crowd, you're going to be criticized. So get used to the idea. There are certain situations in life, certain careers. At some point in time, you're in the spotlight and people are going to take notice, which is a good thing. It can allow you to have a positive influence upon others, but also will put you in the way of receiving criticism. So one of the things to do when you think about how to handle criticism is knowing that's going to be part of the territory. It's a part of life. There are going to be times where people are critical when it's valid, when we need to hear something, but there will also be times when it will not be, and that's okay. All right. Secondly, he goes on to say, he says, I can determine whether I would let the unjust condemnation disturb me. Just because someone is critical towards us doesn't mean that it has to hurt us. Just because someone is critical toward you doesn't mean that it now has to disturb you. We get to decide what we will do with that criticism. All right? Here's another thought. Most take little jibes and javelins that are hurled at them far too seriously. As you think about criticism, You're going to receive it, but it doesn't mean that it always has to have such an impact or that you have to take it seriously. There are times where you really do need to listen to it, but it doesn't mean that every single thing that everybody says should actually be taken seriously. So these are some things you can do with respect to handling criticism. One, know that you're going to be criticized as you elevate in certain things in your life. Two, you get to decide whether or not something that is unjust criticism is actually going to disturb you. Three, you don't have to take every little thing that someone says so seriously. And then number four, do the very best that you can. Do the very best that you can, that you know what you can do. And then, as Dale Carnegie said, put up your old umbrella and keep the rain of criticism from running down the back of your neck. I like those thoughts. Those are simple thoughts that we can understand. And, you know, understanding those things will help us go a long way. And I'll tell you this, and he talks about this later on in his book. You know, one of the best things to do to actually decrease criticism and to overcome it is to be critical of ourselves. I'm not talking about in an unhealthy way, but to evaluate ourselves on a regular basis, to take the time to see, okay, what am I doing well? Where do I need to improve? And as Dale Carnegie talks about, beat the people to the criticism by evaluating yourself. And as we do that and work hard, then it actually will help us and probably decrease the amount of criticism that we may receive. So those are some thoughts from Dale Carnegie's book. How we handle criticism, it really does matter. Now, I want to take you to the book of books, the Bible, because the Bible actually says a lot about this as well. How we handle it matters. Let me give you some thoughts about what we need to do. Number one, when a person becomes critical or receives criticism that they deem is unfair or unjust, and they just don't know how to take it, one thing to always keep in mind is that you may find yourself angry, but be angry and do not sin. Be angry and do not sin. There are moments in life where it is appropriate to be angry or frustrated, but it's not appropriate to allow those emotions to cause us to sin. We know in passages like Ephesians chapter 4, that's what the Bible says, be angry and yet do not sin. In Nehemiah chapter 5, there is an example of a great leader by the name of Nehemiah. He was very angry with how he saw how some of the Israelites were treating the other Israelites. He was very angry, but you know what he did? He paused. He collected himself. And instead of responding or retaliating, he actually made the situation better by controlling his emotions. That is how we handle anger. You're going to get criticized at work. You got to learn how to handle it. And one of the best things to do is to be angry and yet do not sin. Secondly, in James chapter 1, the Bible tells us, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. You know, it could be that the criticism someone has given us is valid. It could be that it can actually help us. There's a quote by the name of A.W. Tozer. He says, never be afraid of honest criticism. If the critic is wrong, you can help him. And if you are wrong, he can help you. Either way, somebody's helped. I love that. So be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Sometimes there's criticism because there's just a misunderstanding. So responding with the right attitude is the right way to handle criticism. Number three, never pay back evil for evil to anyone. There will be times you'll be criticized unfairly, but it doesn't give you the right to just respond back in that kind of manner as well. Number four, love discipline. There will be times when we are going to receive feedback from someone that we actually need. The Proverbs remind us about the value of discipline. The receiver of criticism should be sincere and not just pretending to take the criticism to heart so that the critic will leave. We need to really take the time to listen and to appreciate discipline that will actually do us well. All right. The receiver number four of criticism should not complain or murmur about any valid criticism. If we get valid criticism, there's no need for us to complain about it or to murmur or to gossip or to make someone else look bad. That's actually number five. So number one, be angry and yet do not sin. Number two, be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. Number three, never pay back evil for anyone. Number four, love discipline. Number five, you don't have to complain or murmur, especially when it is valid criticism. All right. Number six, the receiver of criticism should not try to exalt himself or herself by putting down the critic. You know, sometimes that can happen where we get criticized and we allow pride to get in the way of what actually is being said and done that could actually help us. And Jesus is the best example of how to properly handle criticism, right? He was without sin. He was insulted unfairly and yet did not respond with insults. He continued to trust in God and to accomplish his mission. He was able to endure. He abstained from sin, even among these moments of criticism. And that shows us the proper manner and perspective that we need to have. And finally, I'll say this, from a Christian standpoint, we're going to be looked at as Christians in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 11 and 12. There should be an expectation of criticism from the world. That should not be a surprise. What we want to do is to live in such a way where our conduct shows people that that criticism is not valid. So how to handle criticism? There's a lot of different ways to handle it. Let's be sure that we handle it the right way. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of I Can Do. Stay strong, keep moving forward, keep that I can do mentality, and if you can, leave me a review and a rating so that this podcast can be heard by as many people as possible and so that others can be encouraged as well. Take care and God bless.